This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Today, inshallah, is the last Jum'ah of the month of Ramadan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah, our fasting, and our qiyam and salah, and our sadaqah and zakah in this month. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The 2 months before the month of Ramadan, almost all the questions I get are about talaq. And throughout the month of Ramadan, almost all the questions I get are about zakah. So we will dedicate this khutbah, inshallah, to talk about some details related to zakat, because there are some details that are not very, a lot of people don't really know them, and this is why there is confusion when it comes to zakat. Of course, when someone gives their zakat, this is not a favor they are doing to the community. This is fard. This is a duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about zakah in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 60, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرِيضَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This is fard. When he talks about giving sadaqah or zakah to the poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. It's a haqq, it's a duty. So when you give it to them, know for sure that you're not doing them a favor, you are doing yourself a favor. Alhamdulillah. My observation about zakah in the last 15 years, most of the time the people who come to ask about zakah are middle class like me. They come, oh Imam, I have in this account, I have $35.15. What do I need to give? I don't see anyone who has millions of dollars coming to ask about zakah. So I wish the rich were as keen on giving zakah just like the middle class and the poor like myself, you know? And wallahi, I believe if we pay zakah, every Muslim pays zakah, there will not be a single poor person in this entire world, Muslim or non-Muslim, right? So we have to fulfill this obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing is that, you know, for Muslim countries that are rich and they have oil and stuff, in the Hanafi madhab, other madhahib, whatever comes from the earth is called rikaz. Whatever you dig out and like gas and diamonds and gold and silver, 20% of this money has to go for zakat. And these are not my words, this is like the teachings of Sharia. 25% of whatever comes out of the earth has to go to the poor. If you see a homeless person or someone who is begging for food, know for sure that someone failed to pay their zakat. And these are not my words, these are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith in Tabarani. If you see a homeless or someone is begging for food, a rich person has failed to pay their zakat. So one thing we need to understand when you are giving zakat, that if you are using the money, creating jobs, helping the economy, and the money is in the market in and out, some of the conditions of zakat don't apply and you don't really to pay zakat on that money. Why? Because you are creating jobs, you are paying taxes, and you are helping those who are in need, like, you know, giving salaries and so on and so forth. But if you keep the money to yourself, you keep it in your house, you're not using it, in this case you have to give 2.5%. So basically, for someone to give zakat on money, some conditions have to apply. Number one, niyyah. You have to have the niyyah to give zakat. Yani say, for example, we had a fundraiser 2 weeks ago, someone had like $500 in their pocket, they don't want to pay zakat. And they dropped the money by mistake here. They were leaving, they were taking their cell phone out, the money fell off, and they went home, they looked for the money. Musiba kubra, tamma, uzma, they couldn't find the money. And they said, khalas, I'm gonna give it for zakah. No, it is not accepted as zakah because you have to have the niyyah before, right? And if someone raised their hand, they paid $1,000 for zakah, the niyyah is not zakah, then when they went home, oh khalas, I'm gonna count this as zakah. No, the niyyah has to be before you give the money. So niyyah has to be there. Number two, you have to have a nisab for zakah. Nisab basically means that you have the equivalence of 85 grams of gold. So which means 85 grams of gold, I checked today, The price is $55 per gram, which means $4,600. This is your nisab. If you have $4,000, $600 in your savings account, you keep the money with you for one hijri year, 355, you need to give zakat on that. So if you have 10,000, 15,000, you give 2.5%. If you have less than 4,600, no zakat on the money. So the requirement is 4,600 or more, and it stays with you for a hijri calendar, for a hijri year. So the best thing that I do every Ramadan, first week of Ramadan, I count whatever I have, nisab, not nisab, 1 year, not 1 year, and I give the zakat. I count everything together. This is the easiest way. If you are going to do it Gregorian, 2016, 2017, so the percentage is 2.6. Because the Hijri year is 11 days less than the Gregorian year. And this is why Ramadan moves up 11 days every year, because it is shorter. The next condition is al-milkiya, full ownership, full ownership. I got a call from a brother from a Muslim country. There has been war for 6-7 years now. And he says, I have the money sitting in my account in my country back home, and I don't have access to the money. I tried to withdraw the money, but they wouldn't allow me. And in this case, you don't have to give zakat because you don't have ownership. Once the money is released, you have access to the money, you give zakat one time, 2.5% on the entire amount, because you didn't have true ownership. And this is the ruling in this case. Now, when we talk about money, we spoke about the value, $4,600 or more, and it stays with you for one hijri year, 2.5%. Money is easy, no problem. And the same thing applies to gold bars. And gold bars, like some people, they buy gold, you know, these big chunks of gold, they keep in their house. Same ruling applies. If everything together is the value of 85 grams of gold, or 4,600 or more, you pay zakat on everything. Now we'll talk about jewelry. There are some small details, pay attention. If you usually fall asleep in the khutbah, pay attention inshallah, because this is very important. If you have less than 85 grams of gold jewelry, if it is for business, like say for example, you have the gold, your wife has the gold, so when the prices go up, she's going to sell. If it is less than 85 grams, no zakat, whether for personal use or for business. Less than 85 grams, there is no zakat, regardless of anything. If it is 85 or more, now the ulama will look. If it is for business, all of the ulama agree you have to pay zakat. If it's 85 grams or more, and the gold has been with you for a year, you give 2.5% on the market value on that day. But if it is for personal use, like your wife will wear the gold for Eid and whatever, it is for personal use, it is not for business, then in this case, Imam Shafi, Malik, Ahmed, they say there is no zakat. Because you have a car, and your car could be more expensive than the jewelry. You have a house, and your house could be 25 times more expensive than the gold. It is for personal use, no zakat. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said, if it's 85 grams of gold or more, it doesn't matter if it's business or personal use, give zakat. The two opinions are there. You can follow which opinion you are most comfortable with. Both are supported by evidence. Both of them are correct. The next one is inventory. Some of us, we have businesses. You have car dealership, you have businesses and stuff. And in this case, if you have something for sale, and if it is sold before the passing of the year, no zakat. If it stays for sale for 1 year or more, you pay zakat on that, right? So this is the ruling in this case. Some people, they have their house for sale, land for sale back home in Palestine, other places. It has been in the market for 4 or 5 years. No one wants to buy. And in this case, typically you pay zakat every year. Market value, of course, you'll be losing money. What you need to do is change your niyyah from sale to personal use. And if someone comes forward to buy it, then eventually you can just pay for 1 year if you want, inshallah ta'ala. So you don't lose money. For ijara, for ijara. Say, for example, you are renting your basement or you are using your car for like Uber or taxi. In this case, you don't pay on the value of the house or the car, you pay on the income. Because the house are not for sale. If they are for sale, you pay on the value. But if you are renting the service, the car for taxi or Uber, or you are renting the basement for, you know, rent, in this case, you pay on the rent or the income. Two conditions have to apply. You save the money, $4,600, and the money stayed with you for a Hijri year. But if you take the rent, you do shopping, you pay the, you know, expenses of the house and the family, all the money is spent, then there is no zakah in this case. The last two questions or two masail, basically RRSP and RESP. Of course, in RESP, you pay a certain amount on a monthly basis or annual basis for every kid. When they go to high school, you take the money for their education. And in this case, the government is paying you 20% percent. They're giving you an incentive 20%. Same thing for RESP. Like you put money on a monthly basis and the government will invest the money. They give you something back. Eventually, after you retire, you take the money. The ulama have two different opinions here. You can follow whichever you want. Both of them are totally acceptable. So basically, every year, as I said, in Ramadan, I give my zakah, calculate everything. I give zakah one time, khalas, finished. You can either give zakah on this money on an annual basis if you know the value, how much you have in the account. And again, you give zakah on what you paid, not the government's contribution. The 20%, you don't pay zakah on the 20% because it is not actually yours. Ownership, remember the condition. Because if you were to take the RESP, your money before your kids go to high school, the government will not give you the 20%. You will lose the 20%. So you just give zakah on your contributions. So you do the same for RESP or RRSP on an annual basis if you know the value. If you don't know, some of the ulama say you don't really have true ownership because you cannot use the money. It is just sitting there. You can't access the money or take it. You can if you want, but you will be losing a lot of money. So they say if you leave it there, once you take the money at the end of the term, when the kids go to high school or whenever you retire, you take the money, you pay 2.5% on everything once and khalas. If they pay you by installments, every 3-4 months they give you $3,000. When you take the money eventually, pay 2.5% on the $3,000 that you'll get and khalas. This is the easiest way to calculate. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah in this month and give us the reward according to our sincerity. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Arsalahu rabbuhu rahmatan lil alameen. Some quick announcements inshallah ta'ala. Make sure you pay zakatul fitr before the end of the month. And zakatul fitr has to go to the poor. We can't just put it in the sadaqah box in any masjid. If you put it in the sadaqah box, you have to put zakatul fitr. Because this has to go to the poor, we cannot use it to pay for the utilities of the masjid. It has to go to the poor, so you have to indicate very clearly. And zakatul fitr is minimum $10 for you and each member of your dependents. Whether you're giving the money in Canada or sending it back home, minimum $10. And inshallah, those who fasted Wednesday, those who fasted Thursday, Eid inshallah ta'ala will be Friday for everyone. And this is good news, alhamdulillah. Here in this masjid, we have two salah services on Friday. Turkish service will be at 7:30 in the morning, and the English service will be at 10, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We have an amazing Eid festival here in this masjid, inshallah, June 23rd, from 11 in the morning till 8 p.m. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of you. Before we start the salah, inshallah, in front of you, you will see an envelope for small donations. We know that the reward is multiplied in this month. For salah, fard, you get the reward of 70 fard. Sunnah, you get the reward of fard. You do umrah in Ramadan, you get the reward of hajj. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if you give zakah sadaqah in this month, of course your reward will be multiplied. So make sure, inshallah, don't miss out. Take an envelope if you are willing to give donation to the masjid in this month. And this will help with the water, power, gas, utilities of the masjid. And this is a great reward, so don't miss out. If you would like to contribute, $50, $100, one-time donation, take it and with your family, put the money and bring it back, put it in the box, or give it to me or Brother Abdul Salam at the front desk. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah, our fasting, our qiyam, and our salah, and our sadaqah and zakah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, accept our good deeds according to the best of our intentions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli lahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa akhiru salam.